Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the revised agenda?
Mr. Chairman, as of, for case number 10545, Frank and Nancy Starr, that case has been withdrawn. Withdrawal date was December 17th, 2009.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other?
That's all.
Okay. Hearing no other corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the agenda be approved as revised.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, use a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Motion approved. Okay, next we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those with an interest, the hearings will be conducted to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the hearing room or, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is announced and the applicant is asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. And in addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or to call the board's office in the morning for the results. And in addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell.